This is Bob Rule with a local news report on the meeting held last night at the Sublette County Library in Pinedale in the Lovett Room regarding the proposed hospital in Pinedale. Approximately 130 persons showed up to attend the meeting. The meeting was conducted by Lorraine Werner, Community Programs Director of Rural Development with the United States Department of Agriculture. She traveled from Casper to Pinedale to conduct last night's meeting regarding the request to the USDA to provide a loan to construct the new proposed hospital in Pinedale. Mrs. Werner told the audience that she had received just over 100 emails, faxes, texts, and letters regarding the proposed new hospital in Pinedale, and 99% of them stated that they wanted to see a hospital built in Sublette County to improve health care. But of those supporting a new hospital, about half wanted to see the $28 million proposed hospital built between Eamon Lane and Bloomfield Boulevard, and the other half wanted to see far less money spent by perhaps expanding the existing Pinedale Clinic into a small hospital. It was pointed out that without the designation of critical access hospital, it was not possible to bill insurance companies and Medicare the true cost of providing emergency hospital-type services at our existing clinics, since these services presently must be billed as a doctor's visit at about one-tenth the amount that a hospital could bill for these services. Several members of the audience spoke out and had concern about the ability of the proposed new hospital to repay the loan from the USDA. Lorraine Werner spoke of three questions that must be answered in order to move forward. One, can we afford it? Two, how will it affect what we already have? And three, will it benefit the community? She also told us,
so if it makes sense, if it helps someone, and if it's legal, we need to do it. But the other part of that is communication. We need to get along to have a vision together.
She expressed concern that those in the county who are not getting along need to start getting along, since without cooperation, the plans for the new hospital will not be able to move forward. No decisions were made at last night's meeting, as its purpose was for the public to learn more about the USDA's possible funding of the new hospital and for Lorraine Werner to receive input from the public.